out in the hallway with Ben. How are you? How was that?
I'm very well. That was pretty much the best thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Video was all over the place a little bit, but like everybody, there was somebody from 4,000 miles away. Somebody says, "Oh my God, Spencer's on stage." Somebody from Miami, Orlando, maybe somebody who knows
him.
Yeah,
probably. Can't think who it is, but it might be. No, I can't think. There is someone.
How do you feel?
Brilliant. This is incredible.
How did you think it went? It looked great. You sounded great.
It looked great. It sounded great. The band are just good guys. I've been playing with them for years. I think the worry was for me that I'd written these 50 songs, never really gigged them last year. And so this is kind of the first time I've brought any of it out. On the internet, it all goes down well because you do it with funny videos and you do it with little sort of a bit of spiel and some blogs and stuff. You get Steve Lawson to talk about it and everything's fine. You know, you can be a bit of a sort of Twitter superstar. But sticking in front of a theatre full of people and the moment you look uncomfortable, they just lose it. You know, you
everybody
lose the magic.
Loved it. So, well, from my feedback from the chat room, everybody was... the sound, because I've got a backup feed going through iTunes, the sound is perfect.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely perfect.
Well, that's fine. As long as people can see the sound in a few photos.
People
are
saying it's crystal clear, and Little Laura and Colt, a guy called Colt Severs who's on audio.
But, yep, so I am.
I thought, from a personal perspective, watching you and the band, I was
brilliant.
Chuffed.
Brilliant.
I was really chuffed. I thought you were amazing.
I'm glad.
So how much have we got to do now? Is there another part to it? Another second part?
Absolutely. We're taking a 20-minute break. There's all kinds of stuff going on which I'm not even going to get involved in. We're trying to get the audience to do 12-second updates on 12seconds.tv. God knows whether they'll know what's going on, but we're going to try and get some stuff on there.
I'm going to try and do that now.
And we're also... we've got the Funky Llamas, a little sort of three-piece South American combo playing in the bar, who we met at Twestival and who have just got a band together for this. And there's... afterwards, we've got Tom Greaves coming on to do a 20-minute stand-up comedy set, which I'm going to come out and watch because it's going to be brilliant. Then George, the hilarious poet, doing some more hilarious stuff. We're doing another 8, 9, 10 songs. It's just... will the fun never end?
Oh, I'm so chuffed for you, Ben. Really, I am. And you were rocking it, and you looked perfectly comfortable.
Excellent.
And, like, I don't know if you had any trepidation of how it would go down. I know you said, like, you didn't know if it was going to work in front of an audience, but from a camera perspective, I was like, this looks... really good quality. If nobody picked it up as something to do full time, somebody would be completely stupid to
well,
pass it.
That's easy.
Honestly,
I mean, the songwriting comes and goes, and that's all good, and you can get together songs quite easy. But I think it's taken 10 years to get to the point where I can walk out on stage and there's adrenaline going on. It's quite exciting, but I'm not really worried about it. And it all started right here at St Edward's School about 15 years ago when I was playing lunchtime concerts on the clarinet and shitting myself.
Ben, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, man. I actually don't think I've seen such a outpouring of good vibes. And this is Ben's old school as well, believe it or not. And it's beautiful. I must take some photos of this on the iPhone after I've posted this. But first off, really good. We've got a guy coming up next who's a comedian. And then the poet guy is going to be back on again, and they've probably got another 8 or 9 songs to go, which is awesome. I've just reconfigured the camera as well, so the camera sits upright a bit better. I want to get a drink, I want a beer, but I can't get to the bar, and I'm not going to force the issue, because, you know what, I'm buzzed up right now, I'm chilled out, just sitting behind there, knowing that sending boxes of kit out for people at events with instructions in it, how to go about it, things to check for, you know, how to operate the camera to a certain degree. You know, we're not talking high-end production quality here. We're talking about the ability to get a box in the mail via a courier, dropped off with all the cables in, everything you need to get going, and just televised, broadcast, you know. To top it off for me so far, I would say it would have to be the guy in the chat room who was 4,000 miles away, who was in capitals going, Spence! And yeah, I know the audio on Bamuse is not so great, and I'm just so glad that I got the backup one running, because that is crystal clear. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Awesome.